from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that New York State should address extreme summertime heat conditions within Coxsackie Correctional Facility, according to an independent prison oversight group. The Correctional Association of New York reported that sweltering heat posed serious challenges to the health of both inmates and employees at the Coxsackie facility. Jennifer Scalp, executive director of CANY, said, and I quote, "Our visit to Coxsackie Correctional Facility has shed light on several concerning issues within our correctional system," end quote. Saying extreme heat conditions, and I quote, "pose serious challenges to the health and well-being of incarcerated individuals and staff," end quote. The Correctional Association of New York met with staff and interviewed 97 inmates over the course of those 2 days about issues in the prison. The group's report said, and I quote, "Numerous respondents highlighted the need for central air conditioning or fans in the building, and especially in their cells, where they reported that the small spaces made the air stagnant. People reported that the commissary did not have a sufficient stock of fans," end quote. The Department of Corrections and Community Services disagrees with the group's finding. They released a statement saying, and I quote, "Temperatures experienced at Coxsackie Correctional Facility indoor living and work areas are appropriate to summer and winter comfort zones," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Claire Cousin has announced a primary challenge to Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett during a protest May 3rd in the hallway outside Barrett's Poughkeepsie office. Cousin is currently Hudson's first ward on the Columbia County Board of Supervisors and is the director of the Albany Free School, and Barrett represents parts of Columbia and Dutchess counties in the state assembly. Cousin is also program manager of the Hudson-Catskill Housing Coalition, the vice chair of the Hudson Housing Authority's Board of Commissioners, and on the board of the nonprofit Reentry Columbia that assist incarcerated people as they leave prisons. Progressives have complained about several conservative positions Barrett has taken recently, especially around affordable housing issues, and Cousins calls her, and I quote, "a conservative Democrat who's taking up room in the state assembly," end quote. Last September, current Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said on WGXC that he is considering a primary challenge against Barrett. Johnson said on September 15th, and I quote, "I'm not ruling out running for assembly. It's not out of the question. I think career-wise, that would be the next step," end quote. Barrett did not directly comment on the Cousin announcement, but her staff sent a statement about the current legislative session saying, and I quote, "We successfully advocated for much-needed relief for ratepayers and utility customers and funding to help New Yorkers make energy-efficient home improvements. We included thoughtful language to electrify new construction across the state while allowing exemptions for structures and sectors that are difficult, if not impossible, to fully electrify," end quote. Primary election for Barrett would be in 2024. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media, the Ichabod Crane Central School District Board of Education unanimously appointed Marie DiGirolamo as superintendent effective July 1st. Susan Guntlow announced last October that she was stepping down as superintendent after 10 years in the role. DiGirolamo said, and I quote, "This is a wonderful school district. My siblings are graduates, my family lived here for many years, and I still have friends in the community. I look forward to working with the board, staff, and families to provide the best education possible for our students and to promote a strong and unified spirit of writer pride and community," end quote. DiGirolamo has been assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction in 2019 in the Niskayuna Central School District in Schenectady County. Before that, she was director of K-12 social studies, word language, English, as a new language there. DiGirolamo has also been an assistant high school principal and junior senior school principal at Taconic Hills Central School District, summer school assistant principal at North Colony Central School District, and a grade 8 through 12th French teacher at North Colony. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Thorpe Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.